Listener AJ wrote last Friday, I just heard Cleve read Anonymous's very harsh criticism of the female staff's occasional silliness, shrillness, during the recent fundraising week, and I could not disagree more. WHQR's fundraising weeks are successful because they are fun, casual, and listeners occasionally get to hear the normally very professional, serious staff, male and female, being silly. We get to know them better, and that's a good thing. It might not work for every NPR station, but it works here in oh-so-casual Wilmington. I say keep it up. I love it. On the other hand, listener Chris, who has supported public stations in other cities, notes, I'm pleased to find two stations, a great move by WHQR. However, I've never shifted stations off of a pledge drive until a few weeks ago in Wilmington. This does not mean you guys don't have great staff in certain roles, but a bit more planning and tempering might prove helpful. I hope you all simply take this as constructive criticism. Absolutely, Chris. Thank you. Pat writes, my doctor is a hardcore WHQR listener. When I saw her yesterday, she said that this time she enjoyed the interviews with the people from our visiting nonprofits a lot more than she has in the past. She said that in general they sounded more knowledgeable, and in addition, the interviewers coaxed out some information on what motivated them to devote themselves to their nonprofits. She misses the lively scene with community personalities that we used to have on pledge drives, but says that this part of our new pledge drive format has gotten better. And listener Laura wrote, all of you worked really hard to bring in the money, and with pleasant persistence, you did it. Congratulations and thanks. And on other topics, listener Candace wrote to George Scheibner this week, George, I love you and your delicious, eclectic musical ear. I'm especially grateful for your tribute to Lady Day, that is, Billie Holiday, Tuesday evening. You are a local gem. Anonymous wrote, they just played Elgar's Pomp and Circumstance March No. 1 on your all-classical channel. Two memories flooded my mind. When I was in college, I was a member of our Symphonic Wind Ensemble, which played this march twice a year for graduations. When I was a senior, the seniors in the Wind Ensemble revolted. We refused to play Elgar No. 1 again. We suggested any of the other three Elgar marches or Brahms Academic Festival Overture. When the program proof was printed, it listed the Brahms. Apparently, the music department had received several angry phone calls. We were told that we had to play Pomp and Circumstance No. 1. Guess what we finally played? My second memory is much more recent. I'm a college professor, and I'm expected to attend graduations. After hearing Elgar's music at graduations for over 30 years now, I am thoroughly sick of it. Unfortunately, I fully expect I will hear it again in about a month. Michelle Miller wrote, BBC News in the Morning makes the terrible drive over the 74-76 bridge construction quite palatable. I'm dedicating my pledge to all the wonderful folks at WHQR and in our surrounding counties. Mark Mulan wrote, we love your new 24-hour classical music station. It's a terrific mix of local and syndicated music programming with just the right number of periodic NPR news updates. And we can now broadcast the signal on HD radio over our surround sound system when entertaining guests. Thank you, WHQR, for your creative planning and sophisticated musical programming. Linda Thomas wrote, what would Wilmington do without WHQR? Unthinkable. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-9477. Thanks to all of you for your support of the campaign, and thank you for your feedback.